जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रजवर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज नंदन, यशोदा ब्रज जय नंदन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं कृत्वं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये, नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. वेल, टुडे वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 1. मैत्रेय उवाच, निशम्य गदताम एवं ऋषीनां धनुषी ध्रुव धनुषी ध्रुव संददे अस्त्रमुपाश्रया यन्नारायण निर्मितम्. मैत्रेय उवाच, निशम्य गदताम एवं ऋषीनां धनुषी ध्रुव संददे अस्त्रमुपाश्रया यन्नारायण निर्मितम्. मैत्रेय उवाच, निशम्य गदताम एवं ऋषीनां धनुषी ध्रुव संददे अस्त्रमुपाश्रया यन्नारायण निर्मितम्. सम्यागदताम एवं ऋषीनां धनुषी ध्रुवा संददे अस्त्रम् उपास्य यन्नारायण निर्मितम्. माताजीज़, युवाच निशम्यागदताम एवं ऋषीनां धनुषी ध्रुवा सुन्दते मुपासस्य यन्नारायण निर्मितम् इति उवाच निशम्यागदताम एवं ऋषीनां धनुषी दिवा उत्तुन्तदेवसर्मुपस्य यन्नारायण निर्मितम् वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन मैत्रेय उवाच द सेज मैत्रेय कंटिन्यू टू स्पीक निशम्य हैव हर्ड गदताम द वर्ड्स एवं दस ऋषीनाम ऑफ द सेजेस धनुषी अपॉन हिज ब्लो अमर्स बो ध्रुव ध्रुव महाराज संदते फिक्स्ड अस्त्रम एन एरो Uparsraya, after touching water. Yat, that which Narayana, by Narayana, Nirmitam, was made. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Maitreya said, My dear Vidur, when Dhruva Maharaj heard the encouraging words of the great sages, he performed the achman by touching water and then took up his arrow made by Lord Narayana and fixed it upon his bow. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj was given a specific arrow made by Lord Narayana himself, and he now fixed it upon his bow to finish the illusory atmosphere created by the Yakshas. As it is stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Mam eva ye prapandyate, mayam etam tarantite. Without Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one is able to overcome the action of the illusory energy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also given us a nice weapon for this age, as stated in the Bhagavatam, Sango Pangastra. In this age, the Narayanastra, or the weapon to drive away Maya, is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in pursuance of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, such as Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda, Gadadhar, and Srivas. Om Magyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Yuta Padakamalam, Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Nami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpate Vyascha Kipa Sindhu Vyayevacha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I thank you all for coming for today's Bhagavatam class. Well, this is the first time I'm giving my class. So I'm a little nervous, but I'll try to get over it. In today's verse, basically what Prabhupada, he's actually given us two astras. One is the Sangopangastra, and the second one is the Narayanastra. Now, we are in the midst of our book distribution month, and he has also given us one more astra, which is called as Gita Astra. We have to use Bhagavad Gita as our weapon to give Prabhupada's mercy to all mankind. So I'm just starting this this class by initially explaining about the first book distribution party that that happened many years back. Now going back, Jeev Goswami was, you know, he had entrusted with his stalwarts, that is Srivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamanand Pandit, to take his to take the manuscripts to Puri. And of course, they were at that time, you know, we didn't have cars, so they were supposed to take it in an ox cart. So they left the place, and they had no problems, most of the way. And at that some point of time, they reached a Hindu kingdom which is known as Vishnupura. And they felt that everything was over, there's no problem. But there was already a rumor that was going around saying that there are three merchants who are very rich merchants, and they're coming with a lot of valuables in their ox cart. So the ruler of the kingdom was he heard about this rumor, and he was obviously pretty excited that he can get a lot of booty. But so to confirm, because in those times, everything, every good thing or bad thing was confirmed through an astrologer. So he had his favorite astrologer. He called him up and asked him, just confirm whether these merchants are actually carrying a lot of valuables. So he did his calculations and everything, and he said, yes, absolutely, I've done this at least 3-4 times, and they are certainly carrying a lot of valuables. I said, wow, damn good. So he says, okay, so let's go. And he goes to, there are a group of robbers that he has sort of appointed. And he asks them to, why don't you go ahead and, steal the box. But on one condition, he told them that no one should get hurt. So first, the robbers, they go and, they worship the Lord Chandi over there. And then they first send a spy to confirm whether everything is good, everything is quiet. Now this group, because of this long travel, they were, we don't expect the type of roads that we're having today. So, and of course, traveling in an ox cart is not very simple. So, they were very exhausted, and they all went to sleep. So this spy sends information back saying that all of them are exhausted. All of them are, they have gone to sleep. So that's fine. So the king informs them, okay, why don't you go ahead, tells the robbers, why don't you go ahead and get the whole box. So, okay, so they brought the box and they gave it to the king. Now the king, of course, when he saw the whole big chest, and he was very excited. And on seeing that, he said, okay, let's open it and see what is there in store for me. So when he opens it, he sees only manuscripts. He gets a shock of his life. He said, I never expected this. And that too, it was predicted by the astrologer, who he had full faith in. So he calls the astrologer and tells him, hey, what happened? How is it that your prediction went wrong? The astrologer says, no, it's impossible. I have, my predictions have absolutely always come correct. And it is very clearly mentioned over here that my predictions are correct. Anyway, there is, it has happened now. And, the mistake is already there. But anyway, he says, okay, now what is to be done? But now what happens that the king, he sees the holy books. And he gets very bewildered. And, he has a change in his heart. So, and he feels very morose and sad, saying that, I think I did a wrong thing. I shouldn't have done this. So, okay. So, he had a dream in the night, and, they told him that what he did was wrong. So next morning, Srivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamanand Pandit, they got up and they got a shock of their life. They found out that the whole chest is missing. Now, the basic concern they had was two things. So number one is, of course, that the hard work of those manuscripts is gone. Second thing is that Jeev Goswami had given them responsibility to see that this chest of manuscripts actually reaches Puri. So they were very morose and they started crying. They didn't know what is to be done. And now they said, now it's done. I'm sorry, it is done. No, I think we need to commit suicide. So at that time, there were some villagers around. And the villagers, they saw them and they said, hey, what happened? Why is it that you're so morose? So the villagers said, Srivas Acharya told them that, this is what has happened. We have come all the way and, our manuscript chest is missing. So the local villagers come to know that the person who's actually done it is the robber king whose name is Virambira. So they said, okay, now at least they have a clue that these particular books are with a person called as Virambira. Now what happens is Srivas Acharya decides that he will stay back in Vishnupura to collect to see that how he gets those manuscripts back. And then he sends Narottam Das Thakur to Kethuri and Shyamananda to Orissa. So while staying at Vishnupura, there was a Brahmin called as Krishna Vallabh. And he told him that Virambira actually liked to listen to Bhagavatam class. And he comes every day to listen to Bhagavatam class. So this Brahmin took Srivas Acharya in front of the king and told him that he's our Srivas Acharya is a great Vaishnav and he's really good in Bhagavatam. So the king saw him and said, okay, he looks, he has all the traits of a perfect Vaishnav. And he said, yes, why not? Let me listen to Bhagavatam from you. So now Srivas Acharya started thinking, wow, now the king is attracted to me, which means that I have an opportunity of getting back my books, because he didn't want to, tell him very blunt that, that you have, taken away my books, my manuscripts. So he started giving classes on a daily basis, and so the king was enchanted with his pastimes, which were normally on Mahaprabhu. And of course, a lot of kirtan was going on, and the king was really happy. So Virambira, well, there was, Virambira arranged for a small place for, Srivas Acharya to stay. And they were, everything was going fine. So on one day, Srivas Acharya thought like, maybe this is the right time for me to put up this question. So he spoke to the king, telling him, my dear king, I had actually come here because we were transporting these manuscripts to Puri. And someone actually, they have taken it away. And we are very sad about it. So the King Virambira says, oh no, don't worry, we have it. I have it. And I'm sorry that I was the person who actually organized for that chest to be, stolen from you. And you please take it back. No problem. So so they get it back. So, of course, Srivas Acharya was excited that, he gets his, the stolen manuscripts back. So he connects Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamanand Pandit Prabhu and asks them to, he tells them the good news. And he says, okay, now we can actually go ahead and, go ahead and take the books back. So meanwhile, with the whole change in heart, Virambira then, and his whole group sort of took initiation from Srivas Acharya. And so they dedicated all his, all their lives and all the wealth to him. So Virambira's initiated name was Chaitanya Das. So from this pastime, what we basically understand is, the amount of, value that the three Srivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamanand Pandit, they actually gave to the books. So they were in fact contemplating suicide because they couldn't face Jiva Goswami because they didn't have the books, the manuscripts with them. And number two is, how can these books, these manuscripts actually change the heart of the king, who was, you know, very who was basically tries to rob people's jewels. So there is a change in heart that it has actually created. Now, when we go to the next, after a very long time, Srila Prabhupada, he started his Back to Godhead magazine in 1944, and there was gap of about 8 years before he actually started. He could actually start full printing of the magazines. So in the Lilamrita it is mentioned that it was our there was the printer, Mr. Surendra Kumar Jain. So when they had a conversation with him, he said that, he was called Abhay that time. So I'll call him Prabhupada. So Prabhupada ji used to come to my printing press every day. This old man, I know that he didn't have any money in his pocket. He didn't have even 25 paise in his pocket. And he used to come for, proofreading. And there were times when, he didn't have even paper. So I used to provide him the paper. I really didn't know from where he used to arrange for the money, but I was feeling very bad in fact asking him for my dues, because Prabhupada ji was not paying him his dues for the printing. So, but Prabhupada, I think, read his mind and told him, Mr. Jain, you don't worry, you will certainly receive whatever is due to you. So, once the magazines were ready, Prabhupada used to go around distributing these magazines. And how he used to distribute it, they used to, in Kolkata, there were a lot of these tea shops, small tea shops. And most of the people sit down there and have tea. So he used to go and sit along with a person who is having tea, and he used to literally plead, telling them to please purchase a Back to Godhead magazine from me. Then he had some acquaintances in some offices. He used to go to his offices. He used to go to different places. He used to have got some contacts. And he used to plead for them to take the magazine. He also decided that, for all these, regular, people who used to buy regularly his magazine, he thought of an idea. Why don't we go for the annual subscription? And at that time, the annual subscription was between 3 and 4 rupees. And one magazine used to cost 3 anas. Of course, this is not significant. It is insignificant today. So, Prabhupada, that's how he used to actually distribute the books. And we all have to understand that this whole movement, ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has actually started from these Back to Godhead magazine. Now, there was one instance when Prabhupada was distributing his books, and there was one cow who, and she, she came and she actually gored Prabhupada. And Prabhupada fell on the road, on the street, and there was nowhere around. So he got up, he sort of dusted himself, and he went ahead. During the summers, it was such that, the temperature was at its peak. It was around 44 degrees Celsius, or around 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Very hot, and Delhi is very, Bengal is very dusty, a lot of dust around. And there were instances where people used to get, sunstroke, and they used to fall on the road and die. So there was this one instance where Prabhupada was actually, walking on the road in the hot sun, and he just sort of collapsed. And luckily for us, Prabhupada, there was an acquaintance who came with a car. He saw him fall on the road. He picked him up, put him in the car, took him to a doctor. Doctor said that, he's had a sunstroke and he needs to take rest. So when we sit down and, actually think on what Prabhupada has done for us till today, the amount of contribution he has given us and, our basic existence today, and we are all sitting over here, is all because of the hardships that, Prabhupada has, had to undergo you know, at least in the initial days, when, of course, he was always facing hardships, even throughout his, even when he stayed in the US, but in India he had to face some other hardships. So from this point, what we actually sit down and need to understand is that Prabhupada insists that we have to read, you know, we have to read the books. And all this he has actually sort of, he has taken the baton from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he told him very clearly that if you have money, print books. Now, Prabhupada says that books are the basis. Purity is the force. Preaching is the essence. And utility is the principle. And verbatim, I was listening to one of Prabhupada's classes, and he says that we have to simply take the instructions from Guru. And if we execute with our heart and soul, that is success. I do not have any qualifications, but I simply try to satisfy my Guru. So we all have to just imagine the amount of hardships that Srila Prabhupada had to go through, in the beginning, when he started this movement. Now, when we go to the next generation, we all have read the Journey Home that is written by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And in that book, he clearly mentions about the Krishna book that he actually wanted to have. Maharaj, Radhanath Swami Maharaj did not have any money. And he really loved that book. He wanted that book. So he thought, now since to get the book, I have to let me go and beg. So it was basically during the Cross Maidan festival in Bombay. So he went across the streets and started begging, and he was really struggling for 3, 4, 5 days to get money. But for some reason, he was not able to get anything, because he was very simple and he was very, very humble, and he couldn't really do it. So on one particular day, he came in the afternoon to the pandal, and in the pandal, Prabhupada, along with his disciples, were, he was taking a walk. When one of his disciples told Srila Prabhupada that, see, this is this gentleman, and he's been, for the last 4, 5 days, he's been sort of trying, he was begging, to purchase this Krishna book, but unfortunately, he could not generate any money. So Prabhupada was absolutely happy. He gives his, very broad smile, and he gets a book. He asks his disciple, so get one book, and then he gives it to Maharaj that time. And of course, that time he was Richard Slavin. So he gives him the book, and with that book, he gives up, and he says, Prabhupada tells him, thank you. So Maharaj, Maharaj quotes in the book saying that, I am the person who is supposed to say thank you to Srila Prabhupada, but it's the other way around, that, Srila Prabhupada is, sort of thanking me. So basically, what do we understand from this particular episode that Radhanath Maharaj had written in the book? That basically, when you look at it in one line, it is, where there's a will, there is a way. Radhanath Swami Maharaj wanted this book. He somehow wanted to see to it that he gets it. Beg, borrow, and of course not steal. So he tried his best to do it, but then his thoughts were so great that he wanted it, that somehow Prabhupada understood it and gave him the book. So when we will something, we really will to do something from our heart, that is something which the Lord will reciprocate to his disciples, and it will suddenly sort of fulfill. Now, going ahead to other pastimes, so I would like to speak about a few contemporary pastimes which have happened in recent times. So there was one instance about a book distributor had given a box of books to a couple of Muslims, and they were based and they were in the US, and they are actually originally from, it was at that time, it was Burma, so it is Myanmar today. So gave him the box of books, and they said, what are we going to do with the books? But then he said, I've got a Hindu friend in Burma, and I can give to him. Oh, fantastic. So they come back and give to this gentleman. So as usual, what we always do is, we keep the books nicely stacked in the cupboards, which are never open. So he, as usual, did that, kept it in the cupboard, and his next generation, his son, sort of went and opened the cupboard, and after many, many years, he opened the cupboard, and he saw, what is this book? And he had a lot of inclination towards reading. So he opens his book and he starts reading the books, and wow, he was mesmerized with with the contents of the book. So he decided now, okay, so let me do something about it. And then he connected, and in the end, they give a one-liner saying that, in Myanmar there are, I think, because of this particular episode, there are about 8 or 9 temples. So Krishna consciousness has spread, just by this small incident that happened in the US. Now, I would like to sort of speak about an incident that actually took place in our lives, my family's life. And I was staying in Mira Road in Mumbai, and we have Baldev Prabhu. All of us know he's a fantastic book distributor, and his father is, of course, he learned it from his father. So his father actually was our, for our team, he was the in charge for book distribution. So he used to set targets for us, and he used to sort of, because he used to, ask me to come along to distribute his books. So we had gone to this one station, a railway station known as Dahisar, which is about 100 odd kilometers from here. And my wife, myself, Basanta Kumari Devadasi, myself, and my son. My son was small that time. So we used to go, and in the subway, we used to sit down with a table, books, and then we used to both sell books. So, there have been some people who come every day in the same train, they come at the same time, they move in the subway at the same time, everything remains the same, and they're seeing us every day. So one gentleman came and asked me, is this your family business? So I said, no, it's not a family business. We are just doing it. This is our Gita month and marathon, and we are distributing our books. There was another instance where another person came and asked us how much commission are you getting for these books? So everyone looks at everything in Mumbai, at least, everyone looks at it very commercial. Everything is money, 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 money. So basically, and there was another instance where we have Govind Prabhu, who, he likes small kids, and he used to take small kids for this book distribution. And we have one, a small boy known as Vanmali. He was nice and chubby, nice and fat. So he had a fantastic modus operandi. So whenever he goes for the book distribution, he will see one gentleman standing there, take books, take books. Say, no, 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 I don't want. He will go flat. He'll fall at his feet and hold his feet. And he said, take one book. So that is how, they used to, distribute the books. And of course, there was another instance where, in the US, they were, some distributors, they used to, sort of request the hotels and motels to keep, the books in all the rooms. Some places in India have it, very few, but there they used to request. So it was a time when they said, okay, so they received a call from the manager, and they said, okay, come along the books. And then, so they put all the books, and of course, they were doing a lot of book distribution. So they put a lot of books in their car, and then they were going to this place. So at the reception, there was already one, Bhagavad Gita kept on the book, on the reception, on the counter. So there was one client, and of course, the manager was there. The client came, and he wrote his name, gave his ID proofs, and whatever, whatever. And then he, in that rush, he takes the book, and he rushes to the room. The manager and these people also felt, that this person was really looked very harrowed. Something is really wrong with him. Anyway, okay, we can't interfere. It's everything good. So the next morning, what happened was that person, that particular client, or the person who occupied the room, he came to the reception and said, like, hey, whose book is this? I said, yeah. I said, why? They asked him why. The manager says, why? So he said, wow, he's saying, like, no, in fact, I had come to this place to commit suicide. I brought a rope, and then I was thinking of hanging myself to the fan. because I was really distressed. So I said, okay. So I was, you know, the rope was tied and all ready for the final countdown. When then I suddenly saw that book over there and said, let's see what that book is, let's see what it is. So I said, okay. He opened the book, and then he started reading the book, and he said, like, hey, you know, well, this is not what I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to commit suicide. There's a lot of things that I can actually do. Wow, impressed with that book. So he comes down, and so basically what they say is that Bhagavad Gita has actually saved that person's life, you know, with that book. Now, there was another instance where Prabodhanand Saraswati Maharaj has spoken this pastime to Radhishyam Prabhu. So many, many years back, you know, there was a Sankirtan bus party, which was, they were all going in the morning, early in the morning they were leaving. And when they reached halfway, they realized that they had forgotten to collect the documents, the papers of the vehicle. So now what is to be done? They already reached halfway, they cannot go back. Unfortunately or fortunately, the RTO officer got them. So he asked them for, give me the documents. He said, I'm sorry, we don't have the documents. We are in fact in the process of, you know, distributing books. He said, I'm sorry, we can't do anything about it. You need to pay 6,000 rupees fine. Man, 6,000 rupees. Brahmachari is going around distributing books. Suddenly they will not be having anything. He said, okay, now it's later part in the afternoon. Now we are already here. Now what is to be done? So, okay, let's, all Brahmacharis as usual. And they are nice and cool about it. No hassles. Not like Grihasthas who get a little hassled. But, you know, the Brahmacharis are very cool. They said, okay, so what we'll do now? Okay, they found a hand pump. They said, let's take bath. Let's cook. Let's do kirtan. And then let's go and sleep. Okay, all happy. Went to sleep. So next morning, as usual, they came. Said, send the bus. The RTO guy, the officer came. And then, you know, none of the devotees went to beg, you know, to release the bus. But anyway, Providence has its own, you know, destiny decides. So there was a fan, you know, probably a rickety fan which was, you know, sort of rotating on top. For some reason, you know, the fan just crashed down. Luckily, the motor of the fan didn't fall on his head. It was just the blades which actually, you know, sort of scratched his head. So all the other, you know, the people, the officers who were around, they said, hey, you know, this is a sign. What he did was wrong. You shouldn't have stopped the Hare Krishna bus. It is because of that this particular fan had fallen down. Imagine, they're still giving you a chance, you know. Imagine if the motor, the center part had fallen on your head, what would have happened? He said, yeah, yeah. Oh. And in India, of course, we are, you know, basically very superstitious, you know. Oh, this is bad. Good, okay. So the next morning, as usual, all this Sankirtan party, you know, they are all sitting down, having, you know, they had their bath, and they're having breakfast. Not worried what's happening. So this particular person, the officer goes and he said, hey, come, please have breakfast along with us. You know, simple guys, you know. So he said, no, I'll not have breakfast. But he says, you know, I'm really sorry that, you know, what I did for y'all. I shouldn't have done this to y'all. So he said, take this donation of 1,000 rupees. So he give them 2 500 rupees notes and tell them, take this donation of 1,000 rupees. And you can suddenly take take the bus and go. I wish you all the best and, you know, do well. So from these pastimes that, you know, our devotees are actually, and there was another instance which I would like to also talk about was many years back, you know, it was our wedding anniversary. And we had as usual gone for our book distribution. We totally forgot about it. Over a period of time, we forget our wedding anniversaries also. Anyway. So I forgot about it, and then it was just our counselor. She called us and she called up my wife, and she said, "Hey, you know, happy wedding anniversary." I said, "Okay." So we came back, and there was a program in Bhaktivedanta Hospital where Naveen Neerad Prabhu was giving a class on book distribution. So, okay. So we went for the class, and then there was one question which was asked to him. He was, you know, and then he, you know, we met him, and then we said, On that particular day, on that day, we actually listened to a lot of nectar from one of the, largest booksellers in the world. So, sort of to summarize what I have sort of spoken today, for us, we have to all understand that we have to, oh, there's one more thing that I would like to also speak about is, Gaurang Prabhu had spoken in, advantages of book distribution in the last class that he gave on the 1st of December in Chopati. And he basically mentioned about four things. First one is humility. Second is adventure. Third is realization. And the fourth is Krishna's love. So when we actually distribute books, Prabhupada's books, be specific, Prabhupada's books, we actually receive these four mercies from Srila Prabhupada. So with this, I would like to sort of stop my small presentation. I thank you all for listening very carefully to my class. And if I have in fact spoken anything wrong, please forgive me. I don't think I'll take any questions. So, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.